Hi, this is Jerry Donahue with another Engineering Influence podcast live from the ACC Fall Conference in Chicago. We're talking here with David Cohen, who's the Managing Director of Matheson Financial Advisory, a national firm providing valuation, ownership, and management transition, and ESOP consulting, mergers and acquisition services dedicated to the AEC industry. And we're talking about ownership transition, which is one of the biggest issues for engineering firm leaders today. Thanks for coming, David.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, Jerry.
So what are some of the key trends that you're seeing in ownership transition today?
Well, there's a lot of them. I would say that a couple of the big ones are the short time frames that the founders or sellers have, primarily driven by the lack of planning or their slow planning process due to the recession. If these plans take about 10 years to get in place, and get through the transaction, and 10 years ago we were in the midst of a recession and the firms just had pulled back and completely stopped doing internal transitions. And so we have a lot of programs that have short time frames. There's the valuations that we've seen have kind of recouped and are back to higher levels. And so the higher valuations are making it more difficult for companies to transact internally. And then I think the third biggest one is the demographics and the who the buyers are, looking at the kind of the next generation of Gen X and millennials as the buyers, and kind of where the risk profiles are. Do they have the desire? Do they have the passion? And so really kind of talking to who those buyers are going to be and who's going to be able to run the firm as the sellers start to look to retire.
For most engineering firms, the buyers are internal. It's an internal ownership transition is often considered to be the best option. Why is that?
A lot of times it's driven more on the kind of emotional and personal side, because ultimately the kind of the financially the best decision would be an external transaction, just because you're just generally going to get a higher value probably 98% of the time. But it's not those external transactions don't kind of feed that emotional aspect of why people want to do the internal ownership programs, which is really driven by the continuity, kind of keeping the firm, maintaining the culture that the company has created over the years. They don't feel that an external transaction might not provide the best opportunities for their staff in terms of professional and career development. And then, you know, I think you gotta add that there's a bit of an ego aspect for sellers and founders of companies that, you know, if their name's on the door or their initials are on the door, they kind of like to see that continue.
And are there challenges that they face in doing an internal ownership transition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely harder to do an internal ownership transition than it is to do an external transaction. It's more work for the sellers because you have to continually train and mentor your next generation of leaders, right? Because ultimately, if you're the one that's leading the firm, if you're bringing in the business, you've got to replace that and you've got to train people to be able to replace that. And on an external transaction, you don't have to do that. So I think that's a pretty big deal. The external pressure is making for a challenge to do it internally. Just there's so much activity on the M&A front that's driving more of it to happen that way as opposed to internally. And then, you know, do you have the right people to transition the company to becomes one of the really big challenges, right? Because it's not, you got to have the right people, but they have to want it. They have to have the passion for it. And then they have to have the capital to be able to take it on.
So for an engineering firm leader in the market today, what would be some first steps that they could take towards ownership transition, and what have been some missteps that you've seen that you've encountered along the way?
You can't start early enough. Having some conversations here with some folks at the conference, definitely, you know, people that are in their late 40s or early 50s really want to get a jump on it. And the more time you have, the easier it is to do the program. There's kind of a three-legged stool aspect to looking at it. And I think maybe there's two three-legged stools. One is profitability, time, and buyers. So the more profitable you are, the easier it is to do. So drive towards profitability, certainly at a minimum double-digit profitability. How much time you have. So the longer you have to do your plan, the easier it is on the company because it's going to impact the cash flows of the firm. And then the third is how many buyers you have, right? And it's not about having all three of those, but it's certainly about having a pretty good balance of them. And then the other side is the kind of the due diligence and making sure that you're communicating and you're connecting and you're having conversations as you go through the planning process to get what the goals and objectives are of the buyers and the sellers, right? And that's the second three-legged stool is you've got to take into consideration everybody, you know, not just what the sellers are looking to get out of the program, but what the buyers are looking to get out of the program, and then ultimately what the company can afford in implementing a program. And I think that's the one of the things that we've seen issues with is that there's been a second generation that kind of blindly acquired a firm from the first generation and are trying to do the same to the third generation. And the third generation is maybe a little bit less naive or trusting and more questioning. And the program that two used to buy out one doesn't work for three. And we're running into that issue now because now two is like, well, what did we get out of this program then? And so I think that becomes a kind of a misstep is you got to really do your homework and you got to know who you're working with through the process. And you got to really be taking into consideration the fact that you're balancing and communicating and constantly having those conversations so that you keep moving forward with the ownership transition programming process and that doesn't just stall or die on the vine.
Well, great. That was some great information. Thanks again to David Cohen of Matheson Financial Advisory. Thanks, David.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jerry.